3 on the program. Thank you so much for being with us here on a Thursday night here high atop Television Hill. And you may or may not know this, but Baltimore has yet another football championship team, not just from the NFL, Ravens and Colts, the CFL, the Baltimore Stallions, the USFL, the Baltimore Stars, now from the AIF, Arena Indoor Football, the Baltimore Mariners. And we have a couple of guests in studio for the next couple of segments, but right now joining us, Ron Meehan, the head coach of the Baltimore Mariners. They won the championship just about a week ago, June 14th, when they beat the Cape Fear Heroes 45-44 on a last-second play. So, Coach Meehan, thank you so much for being with us.
Well, I appreciate you having me.
Well, tell me what that was like, winning that championship.
Well, you know, you couldn't write a better script to the ending of our season. You know, we always talked about with the players, you know, every week, you know, you have an opportunity to, you know, write the script. We talked about writing our journal or our book. And, you know, Saturday, June 14th, we played Cape Fear, as you mentioned, and it came down to the last 2.6 seconds of the game. We had the ball on their 9-yard line. We had one play to play the football game, and we had lost 5 players due to injury. So we had a backup third-string guy, quarterback, Richard Johnson, who played quarterback in high school, and just came down to execution. Basically, Richard Johnson threw to Aaron Yarborough for a 9-yard touchdown pass as time has expired, and both of those players actually played for the Baltimore Mariners back in 2010. So it was kind of a reunion, so to speak, for the experience of those two guys, you know, bringing the championship back to Baltimore.
Very cool stuff. And I want to get more into this team, this championship, and one of your better players, your team captain, Ray Mack, a wide receiver, will join us coming up here. But tell me about the league first, the AIF, a 7-team league right now, and the brand of football you guys play.
Yeah, again, it's been around for some year. I think 1996. We were part of it.
Wow.
Yeah, we were part of it back in I was part of it back in 2009, 2010. I was a part timer in 2009. Came on full time in 2010. I was an assistant coach on the offensive side behind Mike Masinko, who is now a wide receiver coach at Towson. So. Was able to come on board there, and back in 2010, we actually won the league back then. We went 16-0, we beat, I don't have that ring on here tonight, but yeah. We beat a team on the West Coast, 57-46, something like that. You know, it's a wild, high-scoring football game, but again, the competition in this league, back in 2010, I think you had a little bit more teams than we have right now. This is a new franchise, so to speak, a startup organization with two gentlemen from Scranton, Pennsylvania, came down and bought the rights into this into the league. They, and fortunate enough for me, I was able to get the head coaching job. But it was originally a 9-league schedule, our team, but two of them dropped out, I guess because of financial reasons or whatnot. That's not my concern. I was just worried about the Baltimore Mariners and preparing them, you know, to go to war every weekend and try to bring a championship back to Baltimore.
Well, tell me about this, comparatively speaking, to the AFL, the Arena Football League, right, that a lot of people are familiar with. It's been on NBC. It's been fairly highly televised. How long has that league been around, by the way?
I don't know, but I know one thing. You know, we're called professional football players, and I know they're probably getting paid a little bit more than we are. So, so I'm sure that the talent level is a little bit better than what we're seeing in the IFL. But I'm going to be honest with you, Brent. I think this football team, the Baltimore Mariners, can compete in the
wow.
I think we can compete in the AFL. A little bit different rules. We would have to, you know, critique our offense a little bit and some of our scheme defensively. But talent wise, I think we could compete.
Really? I would love to see that. When's their season? Is it now? Is it
actually, I believe I just watched a game on Sunday. Coaches and I, we were talking. I was on Facebook and I saw somebody pop up. I'm watching, you know, Smoke Can pay somebody. So I turned it on and, you know, Coach and I were talking and we were saying, man, I wish we were there. And that's our goal right now. Our goal is to maybe bring the AFL here to Baltimore. I think it's a, you know, it's a great opportunity for the city of Baltimore. There's no NHL hockey here. There's no NBA, you know, basketball, you know, so they do have the Philadelphia Soul right up the street. And I think geographically wise, I think it would really fit into the scheme of things.
So the arena itself and how it's built right now, it could do the AFL rules, measurements.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things too. Yeah, you have to. There is a capacity. You got to be able to hold a certain amount of fans. You know, location, and you know, I guess of course the product on the field means a lot as well.
We are with Ron Meehan. He's the head coach of your Baltimore Mariners. They just won the championship, 45-44, on a last second play over Cape Fear to win the title. And if people were to next year go out and see your team play, what would they get?
I tell you, it's very family oriented. It's a very affordable, fun, fast action football game. And one thing that that's really enjoyable is after the game, the fans are allowed to come down on the field and get autographs and photos of coaches, players, and cheerleaders.
Yeah.
So everyone's happy there, but it's fun, and souvenirs are the footballs. When the football goes into the when the football goes into the stands, they become souvenirs. So basically, if you want to, you want to kind of get down closer to the field to get maybe a ball, maybe the quarterback might throw out of bounds, you know, just to get it out of bounds to stop the clock or whatnot, or to throw that interception. But any ball that goes into the stands absolutely becomes a souvenir.
Where's the Central League office on this? Where are they located? What's the organization level like for the AIF?
John Morris runs the league. He's out of York, PA. He also is the owner of York Capitals, who they got a really good franchise up there, and he's done a great job up there. They've been really competitive. They gave a run for our money. Structurally wise, the arena that they play in, it's the ice rink up there. The ceiling's kind of low, so it takes the kicking game out of it.
Hmm.
So it kind of, you know, you got to plan for that. And one week we put our kicker on the schedule, and the next week we played him next time up there, we didn't put the kicker on there, so we could bring another swing guy, you know, either a skilled position, meaning wide receiver, he can play wide receiver, D-back, or you bring another lineman because, you know, these guys get tired. Some guys play both ways, and of course you always, you know, you think about that injury, somebody goes down. So it's a scheme type play when you play York, but for the most part, it's everything's out of York, PA, and I say the ownership is run through John Morris.
And you were telling me there are a lot of minor league arena leagues around the country that, you know, there's where you're in, the AIF, there's where everyone wants to be, that's the AFL, and mm-hmm. then there's other leagues, right?
Oh, yeah, we have a website. If anybody wants to check us out, it's www.baltimore-mariners.com. And we do have it's a legit website that we spoke here off the air.
Yeah, really
it's
good website.
Uh-huh. So we're happy with that. But, yeah, we also have a Gmail through the Mariner organization. I get emails day in and day out about players wanting to come. They played in the ACIFL out in Missouri and someplace up in North Dakota, you know. So they send me film clips, this and that. And sometimes I'm looking at it and I'm thinking, this is football? They think this is football? But, you know, it's like art, man. It's in the eye of the beholder, right? So
that's a good way to look at it.
Yes.
And your background, people should know, you're the head coach of the Baltimore Mariners, but you've been an assistant for Gordie Holmes at Towson. You now are the color commentator for Towson football on the radio,
mm-hmm.
alongside Spiro Marikas. And also, you got a cup of coffee with the Baltimore Colts.
Two cups. Come on, man. Two cups
of coffee with the Baltimore Colts. And also, you play in the CFL for a bit.
Yes.
And we're big Baltimore Stallion fans around here. We've had several reunion shows that we're very proud of. So you've been around the professional football ranks at all different levels.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was fortunate enough to go to Towson. Back then, it was Towson State University via Pittsburgh. I had signed a letter of intent to go to University of Pittsburgh. However, that was Tony Dorsett was a senior. Johnny Majors was the head coach. NCAA found out, they did some, you know, background check and found out that there were some illegal things going on. So I had signed a letter of intent to go to the University of Pittsburgh. Well, come to find out, Pitt was put on probation. All scholarships were declined. Hmm. I get a letter from Pitt saying, I'm sorry, your scholarship's declined. You can still come to Pitt play football. You know, blue collar family. My mom and dad don't have the money to send me there without any, you know, any help. So, I went to Towson, right in my backyard. Phil Albert spoke to my dad at the Big 33 banquet, actually. Carol Geese was the head coach of the Woodlawn Warriors, where I went to high school, Woodlawn. Those two talked, and gosh, that was on a Saturday. I think I was in Coach A's office on Tuesday. We signed everything and never looked back. Went to Towson and played at Towson. Was All-American at Towson, and, you know, here we are.
That's a great story. Great story. And we'll have more great stories when we come back with Ron Meehan, the head coach of the Baltimore Mariners, and Ray Mack, his captain, will join us here in studio as we continue on WBAL.